evening. This evening, we'll start off with the Board of Equalization hearing. At this time, I'll call the Board of Equalization to order. The 2023 City of Unalaska Board of Equalization hearing is called to order on May 9th at 2023 at 6 p.m. City Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Certainly. Mr. Bell?
Present.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Robinson?
Present.
Mr. Kungle?
Here.
And Mr. Tudyakov?
Here. This time, I'd like to read the opening statement for Board of Equalization. This Board of Equalization to hear the 2023 Real Property Tax Appeals. Pursuant to Unalaska's Code of Ordinance, Title VI, all real and personal property within the City of Unalaska is subject to taxation unless specifically exempt. In accordance with state and city code, property is to be assessed at its full and true value as of January 1st each year. Person whose name appears on the assessment roll may appeal to the Board of Equalization for relief. The Board of Equalization is comprised of the Unalaska City Council members as set out in the code. All testimony is given under oath, and these proceedings are being recorded. State code requires that all evidence be submitted to the clerk's office prior to the hearing. I will call the appellant to come forward and present his appeal. He'll have 5 minutes to present his case. The assessor, who is joining the meeting remotely this evening, will then have 5 minutes to present his case. Following the assessor, appellant may have an additional 5 minutes to rebut anything the assessor has presented, and then the assessor will have 5 minutes for a referral. The Board of Equalization may ask questions at any time during the hearing. I will then close the hearing and the board will deliberate and vote. Either the appellant or the assessor may appeal the board's decision to the Supreme Court within 30 days. Next, the city clerk will make her statement for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Margie Beter, City Clerk for the City of Unalaska. Today is Tuesday, May 9, 2023. This Board of Equalization hearing was called to order at 6 o'clock p.m. The location of this hearing is Council Chambers at Unalaska City Hall, located at 43 Raven Way, Unalaska, Alaska. The appeal to be heard this evening is appeal number 2023-002, filed by Mr. Stephen Ingman, concerning tax parcel 0403540. The board members present are Thomas Bell, attending remotely, Sherry Coleman, Deneen Luby, Darren Nicholson, attending remotely, Dennis Robinson, Alejandro Tungle, and Vincent Tudyakov, the chair.
Following the findings of compliance with procedural requirements, and the clerk will answer yes or no to each. Is a quorum of at least 4 members of the board present?
Yes.
Is the appellant the person whose name appears on the assessment roll as the owner of record?
Yes.
Was written notice of the appeal filed within the allowed time period?
Yes.
Is the appeal complete, filed in the prescribed form, and notarized?
Yes.
Did the assessor furnish to the board a copy of the appellant's appeal and a summary of assessment data relating to that appeal?
Yes.
This time I'll call the appellant forward. Mr. Ingman, please come to the podium, state your name. After the clerk swears you in, you will have 5 minutes in which to state your case on appeal. Please speak directly into the microphone so that everyone can hear you, and so we have an accurate recording of the proceedings. City Clerk, please administrate the oath to appellant.
I can put on record, first of all, that last time I put in, I worked for the city, and last time I got up and gave my opinion, the very next morning I had to do a drug test. So I just want that on the record. For me, the assessor, way he comes up with his numbers is inherently flawed. Every house is worth the same, no matter what the age is, no matter what condition it's in. That's, to me, that's ridiculous. In this environment, I could see it like in San Diego or Kona, Hawaii, but in this environment, a building depreciates dramatically with no maintenance, with no exterior maintenance. And mine has not had any exterior maintenance in 22 years. The first 10 years are fine, and then 5 years after that, my mom was deathly ill, and she passed away, and then my wife has been deathly ill, and she passed away this January. So I've had a lot on my plate. And that's one of the reasons I'm wordless today. I'm not used to this kind of stuff. But I've lived in on Alaska for 37 years, 25 of which has been in building maintenance, 23 at Alyeska, and which of four of was I was the head of the building and dock maintenance at Alyeska, and 3 years for the city of Unalaska, I was in facility maintenance. So I have experience in what the climate out here does to buildings. I know the climate is the harshest any place, you know, pretty much with 100. And my house, the roof on my house blew off six, eight years ago in 120 mile an hour winds. And it's still missing a third of the roof. It's just got tar paper and paint on it to seal it up. I've got damaged. It was leaked and got damaged, mold and sheetrock damage in the ceiling on the inside because during the storm, of course, I can't get up there and do anything about it. So it's still there. You can see in the pictures on the outside. The siding hasn't been painted in 22 years. And it's, you know how it is out here with no repair on the siding, what it's going to look like when it break into that siding. It's going to be rot underneath. There's going to be moisture damage. And for this whole idea of everything is worth the same no matter what, to me, if everybody, every car in town is worth what somebody got paid for their car, because it takes up so much square inches of ground space, it doesn't matter what the car year or the condition of the car is, it's the same. No, that's not right. And that's what the system that they have here is. And how can that be right? It's going to cost a lot to re-roof the whole thing and re-side the whole thing, let alone what's going to be found underneath the siding and the roofing. And it's a manufactured house. It cost $119,000 22 years ago. And now it's worth $465,000. The property was one thing. I could see that. The property 22 years ago was worth $30,000. Today, the property is worth $48,000. Okay, that's reasonable. The house was whatever the improvements of the house was, $150,000 22 years ago. Now it's $407,000, whatever it was. $416,000. It's because somebody down the street sold their house. If somebody buys a house that is brand new made, and it cost the owner $200,000 to make that house. And they sell it the next day for $400,000. Does that make everybody else's house do that also? Because there's history of a house, houses being sold for more than what it costs to build them.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to point out that the 5 minutes have run. Just letting you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Engman. Board members, do you have any questions for the appellant? 2 minutes to a minute to take it over. Anyone on the board member on the phone have a question, comment? None? Thank you, Mr. Engman. We'll move on to the assessor. 5 minutes.
Excuse me, sir. I didn't have Mr. Nicholson and Mr. Bell unmuted, so I don't know if they needed any, if they had any questions.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Board members Nicholson and Mr. Bell, do you have any questions? Comments?
I do have a quick question, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, go ahead.
My question would be to Mr. Engman, if he was given the opportunity or if he had ample time to get estimates for a rough dollar amount to make repairs to the dwelling.
No, I was advised Friday evening that I would have to go through this. So I contacted the contractor and he took the weekend off and we met on Monday, yesterday. So, and he won't give any ballpark things. He will have to figure it out. That's another thing I wanted to know is I'm going to have to pay him $150 an hour to rebuild my house on paper because I have to prove to you it's like guilty before I'm guilty and I have to prove my innocence. I don't think that's right either. If the city wants to do that, they should have to pay for the contractor I mean, if it's wrong, if I'm wrong, and the contractor says, "Oh no, it's great," but if the contractor says, "No, this is bad, it needs work," then I think the city should have to pay for that because it's their assessment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bell.
That was Mr. Bell. That was Mr. Bell's question.
Yeah. Mr. Nicholson, are you there? You have a question?
Yes, I'm here. I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions from the members? Councilman Tungo?
I think we need to hear the assessor before we can. We can make some comments, so I'll wait for the assessor. Thank you.
Board Member Robinson.
Yeah, Mr. Engman, first of all, sorry for the hard times you've had to endure. That said, you know, we all know that houses on the island here sell for whatever price the owner puts on them. And unfortunately, that establishes fair market value, no matter the condition. And what happens is, I've run into selling houses before where you have the fair market value of that, and then it needs repairs, so you end up reducing the cost of that. But it'll still sell for that. And that's unfortunately the way state law is. Is we're required to assess at fair market value. And so, I mean, as I said, it's unfortunate, but I think I'm willing to listen to the assessor's recommendations and then go from there. But thank you.
Board member.
Mr. Engman, I'm looking at packet page number 3 that was filled out by you. I'm wondering what on paragraph 2 it says the owner's estimate of value wasn't filled in. I'm wondering if you could help us with that, what you feel like it should be assessed at.
It's got $250,000 worth of repairs in my estimate.
So, and 200,000 for the building? Is that what you said?
Or 250. If they say that if it was in great condition and it would sell for 464, then take $250,000 off of that, because that's out here the labor, if you can find somebody to do the work, you know how it is shipping the material up here and everything, it's 30-40% more than it is down south. So down south would be $100,000 to replace the hood, the roof, and there's mold. You can see the mold in the pictures. So in the eaves, all the eaves, probably the trusses need to be replaced to do it, to get it to HUD, the bank where a bank would accept a loan on it. Mm-hmm. So,
thank you.
Well, thank you. Councilman Luby, you have a question for Mr. Engman before we move on?
Not at this time, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Engman. We're going to ask for the assessor at this time to ask questions of Mr. Engman.
No questions.
No question. And at this time, I'll call on the assessor, Mr. Renfro, and Mr. Onsko Scullis. It is now your turn. City Clerk, please administrate the oath to the assessors.
All right, Mr. Renfro and Mr. Onsko, please raise your right hands and answer separately. Do you certify that the information you submitted and the testimony you are about to give to the Unalaska Board of Equalization is true and correct?
I do.
All right, I think I heard a yes from Martins. Is Mr. Renfro on the line, Martins?
Yes, he's right besides me.
Okay. All righty, so your 5 minutes starts now.
Okay, thank you. My name is Martins Onskoulis. I'm one of the assessors for the city of Unalaska, and with me I have Mike Renfro as well. And in accordance with the property owner's request, we have reviewed the appeal stating the concerns regarding the value of the property. And I just want to highlight that the properties are assessed based upon the current market value as it is required by the Alaska state statutes. And property appeal was discussed initially with me over the cell phone. And we also had a property assessor in town yesterday that did inspection of the property with the property owner being present, and also with the builder from Knight Constructions. And I've submitted a couple pages with our review and a couple of things I want to highlight that I agree with the property owner. There's quite a bit of damage for the property. which is mainly caused by wire, by roof being missing during the storm. And the wire has caused significant damage for the house, mainly in the sheetrock. And one of the things, it's probably as the repairs are being done, there might be even more damage that's being will be discovered underneath the drywall. And there's possible structural damage as well, which I'm not qualified really to comment on that. That'll be something that needs to be reviewed by, again, licensed builder. And for our recommendations, we have also included a couple of comparable sales, just to give you an idea how by how much this property would sell in average condition. I'm not really going through in the details in the sales, just because currently property is not in average condition, so it would definitely not sell for as much as comparable properties are selling for. And but if it would be, we're probably looking at $550,000, and in the current market it would sell for. But the property currently is not in condition, in average condition. It will be really hard to estimate the current market value for the property. With all the repairs needed, we are recommending adjustment of 20% or $83,300 of, and there's a total value of $381,300. And our review, our recommendation is based on the pictures we have seen, is based also on a property assessor review from yesterday. And part of our recommendations also include a review property value again next year, once a property owner has done maybe some repairs and actually finds out maybe there's more work that needs to be done or less, and maybe we have some actual costs of how much it might cost to repair the property. And current adjustment of 20% is consistent what we have done with similar properties with similar issues. And adjustment for more than 20% unfortunately would require some more accurate numbers, or at least some estimate that would show, well, it's going to cost, you know, certain amount to fix the property to bring it to average condition. And as I mentioned earlier, that we will review again property next year. We can adjust the values based on as we have more accurate costs available. And And current market growth, I just want to mention that, is around 4 to 6% annually for the properties in Dutch Harbor for past 10 years. It's based on the multiple sales, multiple properties that have sold a couple times in the span of last 10 years. So the property market is still growing, it's still increasing as of today. And yes, our final recommendation is adjust property market value by 20% as of total value of $381,300. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, questions from the board. Board members, do you have any questions for the assessors? Board member Dungu?
Yes, Mr. Assessor. So did you base anything on with the 381,300 with some other property that will be valued the same way this Mr. Ingman's property?
No, I do not have any, comparable property sales that has sold recently in a similar condition for the subject property. No, I don't remember also recently or in the past years that usually the sales that we have, they're all in average condition when they could be financed. And this property, no, I do not have any comparable sales for this property in this condition that it is currently.
So with the condition, with the lot in the building itself, so it's the assessment of your value of 381,300, right? The way it is. Recommendation.
Yes, that's correct. That's the adjustment after taking away 20% for the damage, for the repairs needed for the property.
Thank you.
Board Member Robinson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. For the assessors, how did you arrive at the 20% reduction? Is that, if you can explain that to me a little bit.
So we have, it's called Report on Construction Manual that we are using, and each stage of, you know, building a house goes towards a certain percentage of the whole house, of the whole 100%. So for example, you would have foundation would be a couple percent, and then you have siding, windows, and all that. Eventually it adds up to 100%. So based on the manual, I used, you know, we had the damage for roof, for drywall. Then we had some siding damage as well. So I added up those percent, and it came at 20% to repair, to that I could take away from that, from the full value. And that's adjustment I could justify based on the manual that we are using for 20%. And I agree again with the property owner, it's only 83% adjustment, but that's something, the numbers I can show you, I can provide those numbers where I could come up with 20%. And I agree with property owner that, you know, replacing something or building something in Dutch Harbor with the shipping, with the weather, with current costs, with the labor costs, if you could find something, you know, it probably might cost more than $80,000 to fix the property. That's why would be great to have some estimate that would show, you know, the amount, how much it might cost, and we can, you know, make adjustments based on that. 20% is just taken from our books that we are using to value properties. And that's the best number I could find and justify using.
Thank you.
Any questions from board members for the assessors? Board Member Booby?
Yeah, I was just curious, is it livable? Is there anybody living in this property? It is.
I had a question for you, assessor, while they think it over. What year was the last time this manual was adjusted to account for costs based that you are using costs as of today? How do you adjust that? Is that the 20% or for coming up with in the manual, you mentioned we go through the manual based on building sequence, windows, doors as they're added, there's a certain cost. And when was this last adjusted that you're using?
So the manuals that we are using, they're updated every year. Every year it's a company called Marshall and Swift, and they update the manual every year in January. Our last cost adjustment for Dutch Harbor was in 2021, and since then we have not updated to the newest cost, just because we had with the COVID, we had a kind of inflation per se of bubble artificial costs for materials. If we would have to update those costs, it would probably add another 30-40% for the property values. And you know, the building costs, they have increased in past couple of years. past 2 years. But since COVID and this bubble inflation that we had, the costs are coming down for the building materials a little bit. So we did not update for past 2 years just because of that fact that it was just artificially inflated market. So we didn't see there'll be a fair for property owners to now update the costs by 20-30% just because of material shortage on and supply chain issues.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for board members? Have questions for the assessor? On the phone, Councilman Board Member Nicholson or Bell?
Yes, I do have a question, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
My question, and I'm not sure if I'm addressing this to Mr. Renfro or Mr. Martin, but was maybe you can walk me real quickly through a timeline, or was Mr. Engman given an opportunity to get an independent evaluation or a cost estimate of repairs?
I would have to go through, see when I made the first call, when I contacted the property owner for the first time, which I believe property owner probably can correct me if I'm wrong, was last week. And then probably I was requesting more information, quotes to provide during the week. And I agree, it's a short timeline. You know, it's just generally finding people to work in your house and to come up with an estimate. And in this case, I would think that it probably just be really difficult to come up with a really good estimate, just because by looking at property, looking at the damage, and then once you actually start working on the property, you might find or discover more damage that would outdo the costs. So property owner, I was given a couple of days, but that probably wasn't enough time to come up with a good estimate.
Okay, thank you. And one last question. I was going to ask about the 20% that was used as an adjustment on this. And I'm not sure if you can elaborate a little more on how you came up with that 20%. It sounds like it using the manual, it has varying percentages of completion on say for a construction of a dwelling. And if there's certain percentages at certain stages and how we came up with that 20%.
Yes, that's correct. As I mentioned earlier, there's certain percentage for each stage of construction. I don't have manual available with me right now, but each stage, it does have, let's say windows would have 11%, roof has 10%. So I added up all those numbers just to justify how I came up with 20% adjustment, which again, in reality, you know, like I said, would be great to have some estimate to see how much it might actually cost to fix the property. And these are just numbers I included: damaged drywall, damaged roof, and siding, possible maybe some sheets, some truss damage. So that's how it came up with the 20% of adjustment.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I did have one more question. There's a statement in the assessor's notes there that states the house is not financeable in the condition it's in. And how much of a difference is that factored in as far as the value of the dwelling?
Well, that would factor in. There's can say most of the properties, but there are quite a few cases where property initially might not be financeable. Then you would have to do some minor repairs. In this case, minor repairs would be, fixing up the deck, attaching to the house, installing guardrail. Those would be really minor repairs that can be easily done. The major repairs would be obviously roof and fixing all the wire damage. So those would be things that need to be fixed up before the property could sell in the current market for the average condition, comparing to sales that I have provided. In this condition right now, there's two options you can do. One is if somebody, there's actually three options, but two options would be if somebody, offers pays the cash, or the other option would be that property owner would repair everything before the house could be sold, repairs. I don't know how much it might cost to repair.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Bell. Any further questions, Board Member Coleman?
Yes, thank you. So I guess that kind of leads me to you reduced it by 20% to 313. So that would be a reasonable selling price and to be financed through a bank at that market value at this time. Then.
That's an estimate with the given information that we have.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Coleman. Any further questions for the assessor? Board Member Nicholson, I think he answered first.
Yes, I have one question now. With everything being said and stuff, so you would reassess this property next year to see if some repairs were done to bring the price up as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we will definitely review the property if there's any reviews has been done. If property owners can provide more information, what I could see happening next year is when as repairs are being done, there might be discovered maybe some more issues with the house, and we are definitely willing to meet with the property owner again when we do our inspections. We can come and reassess, and if there's no repairs done, if it turns out it's worse what we thought it is, we can definitely review and reassess property and go from there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Nicholson. Any further questions from the board? Members? None? And this time I'll call on Mr. Engman. Do you have any questions for the assessors?
Yes. I have on my phone a text that I sent you pictures of the damage just of the roof, and you sent me back. This is what your text is. Thank you for sending photos based on the photos. We can do 20% adjustment for roof and mold. Is adjustment that is consistent with properties with, if you get a contractor, we can talk a bit more. But that was just for the roof. But he had another assessor come out last night and has more pictures. Windows, there's leaking on the windows. Leaking on the windows, the sidings, we talked about the siding, the windows themselves, the seals are broke because the wind out here hammers the windows so bad, the seals are fogged over, or the windows are fogged over. Windows need to be replaced. But then he just says, oh, no, 20% is all he can do. And He said, you got to get a contractor. Hey, we need a contractor. And I said, okay, get a contractor. This is not guilty until proven innocent. This is your numbers that you need to prove that are correct. I shouldn't have to prove them. So he did not adjust any more for the siding, for the structural, for the windows.
Mr. Renfro and Mr. On Stolas comments. Mr. Ingman, question?
Well, it's unfortunately, I wish we had something else we can base it. And it's, you know, we go by Alaska statute states that the property owner has to, you know, provide information so we can base any adjustments. So the burden of proof is on the property owner.
Yeah, like you said, that he did not adjust the inflation, the artificially inflated price of building materials for the past 2 years, but he adjusted for housing costs for the last 2 years. Why is that?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? Sorry, we didn't hear that.
You did not allow for adjustment on building construction on materials for the last 2 years. You went prior COVID, but you did not make any adjustments for the tax assessment of the property being inflated, artificially inflated. For the same reasons.
This is Mike Renfro. I'm here with Martins. Because Martins made the adjustment based on the market value of the building and made the adjustment as 20% of that value, the actual increase in costs was included because the value of the homes had gone up. And so in a roundabout way, the value based on the higher value of the house includes a higher value for the 20% adjustment.
That house has been like that for 5 or 10 years. So I tried to fight it last year, but because the top of the three top of the three on the postmark was the only thing visible, the bottom half. So city clerk said that it was a 7, not a 3, and I did not qualify to complain about my taxes last year. My taxes went up last year. It went up the year before. It went up the year before. They've been going up and up and up, but the building has not had any, it's not going up. The roof has been, you can look on Google Earth, the roof has been gone for many years. You're just going off of a book on a computer program or whatever. You're not going by what's actually there.
Hey, thank you. Go ahead. ahead, go ahead.
This is Mike Renfro again. We've been adjusting the value on the homes out there based on our sales ratio, which is a reflection of the relationship between the sale prices and the assessed value. We do not, or we try to look at all the houses every year. That increase in value year to year is market or is citywide in Unalaska, and is trying to take into account the increases in property values as mandated by Alaska statute. The actual condition of the house on our drive-bys, to say that we pick up every indication of property value from our drive-bys, we could possibly miss some things. The appeal situation with the appellant for last year is a situation that needs to be discussed with the clerk. It is not in our area of expertise to comment on that. The appeal was filed this year. We responded to the appeal. The 20% is based on the current fair market value, which is increased every year, which takes into account the increase in costs. We've done that as our basic estimate for coming up with a value. Unfortunately, we don't have a builder's estimate. We're not home inspectors. We're real estate appraisers. We would like to see if there, if there's a full estimate from somebody that would say that it was more money or less money, we'd certainly use that. We don't know what's going to happen behind the sheetrock or underneath the roof until the appellant has an opportunity to do the repair work. It's not in our jurisdiction or our within our ability to estimate things that we can't see. Yes, is our estimate an estimate? Yes, it's an estimate based on using a manual for construction percentages of completion. It's the best tool that we have available to us right now without a contractor's estimate. And I understand the contractor may decide that there's more or less damage to the house. I realize that it's been a number of years and the repairs have not been made. But for us right now, this is the best that we can do within our jurisdiction and our ability.
Thank you. We have one more opportunity, Mr. Engman, to rebuttal.
Yes, he said I had a couple of days to get a contractor. Now, when he on my phone here, it was Thursday at noon is when he said we need to get a contractor to look at it. And I said, okay, get a contractor. This is not guilty until proven innocent. And that's the last response I've gotten. And then yesterday at 5 o'clock, an assessor flew in to look at it. So I've had from 24 hours from Monday to get to talk to a contractor. I was able to get in contact with a contractor last night. He met with me and the assessor. And I don't see anything in here about that. It's just that I haven't done anything is what I see.
Thank you, Mr. Engman. board member Councilman.
Yes, I have a question. So Mr. Ingman testified that he had sent you guys the pictures and that based on the pictures of that, the roof damage and stuff that you commented that texted that you would, you know, reduce it by 20%. And then you had somebody came out here yesterday to do a physical on-site inspection of the property. And so that didn't change. So my question is, I mean, was that an accurate comment by Mr. Ingman? And then if it was, why did the on-site inspection not change the 20% if there was notable more damage?
After we received the information from Adam Verrier, when he went, our other assessor that went and looked at the property and we looked at our numbers, we didn't have anything that said that the amount of money that we reduced the property for to begin with would be more than what we estimated. Again, it's like we said, it is our estimate and of what we thought it was going to take to repair the property. We don't know what's behind the sheetrock, and we don't know what's under the roof, and we don't know the extent of the damage or if there's any damage more than what we could see from our pictures. We thought we were being realistic in the amount of money that we indicated that we'd reduce the property. We think that it's in our estimate from what we've seen and what we've done based on our ability that that it's a reasonable number.
Board Member Tungle.
Yeah, Mr. Assessor. So the amount you came up with, the 380-something thousand, is after you received those pictures?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tungle. Any further questions for the assessor before we go into deliberation? Anyone on the phone? Last minute, last call for question, comments? Okay, hearing none. It's now time for the board to deliberate. Board members, you may choose to deliberate in public or in executive session. If we choose executive session, I will need a motion and a second and a vote. Hearing no motion.
No. All right, I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Moved by Board Member Robinson.
I second.
Second by Board Member Oh, please.
Certainly. Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Pullman?
No.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
On a roll call vote, with five in favor and one no. The decision of this board is that we will go into executive session, and I'll give a few minutes to this time to ask the public to vacate for deliberations on this issue. Thank you.
All right, folks on Zoom, other than Mr. Bell and Mr. Nicholson, we're going to have to ask you to exit the meeting, please. Folks on Zoom, we'll get started here in just a few minutes.
I'll call the Board of Equalization back to order. This time, board has concluded their deliberations and makes the following conclusions of law. Has the property interest been correctly valued by the assessor? I need a motion at this time to find that as a matter of law, the assessment was.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion that as a matter of law, the assessment was not in error.
I second.
Moved by Board Member Robinson, seconded by Board Member Tungo. The motion was, as a matter of law, the assessment was not in error. At this time, each board member explains on the record reasoning for the vote at this time. So I'll ask each board member, starting from Councilman Board Member Coleman. So we're voting as we go. We have to do the explanation.
Yeah.
We can vote at this point and then we'll explain our vote. Yes or no?
You want to vote now? All right. Board Member Luby.
Yes.
Board Member Coleman.
Yes.
Board Member Tungle.
Yes.
Board Member Nicholson.
Yes.
Board Member Robinson.
Yes.
And Board Member Bell.
No.
At this time, I'll ask board members to explain on the record the reasons for their vote. I'll start with Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with the assessor as they provided a basis for determination, for a basis for determining a reduction to the initial assessment. I agree with that reduction. The property owner hadn't provided documentation as to costs. Unfortunately, we can't make adjustments based on maybes and what might be there. We have to have facts. We are bound by the Alaska state law to hear the cases and make decisions based on presented information or documentation. So that is why I'm in favor of reducing the property as $83,300 from that was based on the assessor's recommendation.
Thank you, Board Member Robinson. Next, I'll call on Board Member Tungle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I feel the same way. I think the assessor did whatever they can and they reduced the price. And those pictures, and I think our market value in here is just way up. Yeah. We got our prices go up because of the freight and everything. But we do. Everything got to be shipped out, and we pay a pretty good price, and that add up to the value of the market of the house. So, but based upon the market value and according to the state statute, I think I go with the assessor of the
Thank you, Board Member. I'll go next. I'll call on Board Member Bowman.
Yes, thank you. Yes, based on the testimony we heard here today from both Mr. Ingram and the both of the assessors, I believe in the finding for the assessment. Here, the most recent one of 381.3. Keeping in mind that the way that assessments are done for all property owners through comparables, and the fact that they did do an on-site to. Based on the conversations and the on-site and inspection, they were able to reduce to that final figure. So, like I said, without anything further written from any other documentation or any inspections, that's all I have to go on. So,
thank you, board member Coleman. Next to the last, board member Bell.
Yes, as we know, the assessor in this case is a professional. They do this every day. This is what they do for a living. Conversely, the property owner in this case did not appear to be a professional assessor, and therefore is at a somewhat of a disadvantage to come up with the process or follow the process to follow an appeal. In regards to the testimony and the basis for my decision is the short period of time that was given and was testified to by the assessor and the appellate to get a valuation or an estimation of repairs challenge the decision. Also, in testimony by both the assessor and Mr. Engman, the assessors commented that or testified that they used a contractor's manual as a standard practice to come up with a percentage in reduction to the assessment. And Mr. Engman testified about a text message that went between him and the assessor that did not state other repairs that were testified to or potential repairs that were testified to by the assessor, leading me to believe that the 20% would be subject to question or fall closer to an arbitrary number. Thank you.
Board member Bell, next I've got board member Luby.
Yeah, I voted yes that the assessor estimate was correct, and just based on his tools he has available to him, I feel like he followed the state statute to do with the information that he had. I don't believe that he had any information that would give us a different number to actually use it further. I personally don't necessarily agree with everything, but I'm not here for my personal opinion. So I have to go with the facts, and as presented today, I didn't see any basis for reducing it anymore. And so I'm sorry for everything there, but I just have to go with the facts. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Board Member Luby. Next, we've got Board Member Nicholson.
Thank you. Yes, I voted yes on this. I am in agreement with the 20% that the city assessors came up with. And it's, I just voted yes because, the property owner didn't have, the proper documentation on other repairs or estimates for other repairs and stuff. And this would be the, 20% is what the assessors came up with. We'll go with that. And, hopefully next year when they go to re-inspect or re-estimate his house and stuff, maybe, we'll see what happens then. Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Nicholson. As the chair of this Board of Equalization, there's a lot of anxiety in this issue, and I understand, and I feel for Mr. Engman and his remarks regarding his family and not being able to put things to fix his, or repair his home. But I do agree with the assessors. They followed what is the Alaska statutes regarding assessors. They followed the manual that contractor manual has been established by the state of Alaska for repair and cost, including costs to Dutch Harbor and other communities on the Aleutians and what those costs are. The I do find that there's a notification issue in getting a contractor. I felt there was time because each one of us as homeowners get notifications of assessment. And at that point, we have personally have on ourselves responsibility to go and seek a contractor's assessment prior to the city even or the state coming in and doing a assessment on your property so that you have all information available to you. I support the assessor's value at this time. And so I'll ask for a motion at this time to motion and a second to direct the city attorney to prepare a written finding of fact and conclusions of law, which will be adopted at a later date. Have a roll call or motion, please.
I make a motion to direct the city attorney to prepare written findings of fact and conclusions of law, which will be adopted at a later date.
A second.
Moved by Board Member Robinson, second by Board Member Luby to direct the city attorney findings of fact and conclusion of this board. Roll call, please.
Board Member Nicholson?
Yes.
Board Member Coleman?
Yes.
Board Member Bell?
Yes.
Board Member Robinson?
Yes.
Yes. And board
member, yes. A roll call vote. We have six yeses. Therefore, the direction from this board of equalization for 2023 is that we direct the attorney to prepare a written finding of fact and conclusions of law, which will be adopted on a later date. Finding no further business for the Board of Equalization, I call the Board of Equalization adjourned.